Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And as we celebrate the 4th of July, I would like to take this opportunity to pray for the nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the leaders of our nation to come to light. I make supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks for all the people of our nation and for the leaders of our nation, that we will live a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Let our leaders be just, and let them rule by fear of the Lord our God. Let our leaders fall down before the true and living God, and let our nation serve him. Lord, deliver the poor and needy of our nation from lack and poverty. Let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation, and let the enemies lick the dust. Turn our leaders' hearts to fear you, O Lord. Let the Lord rule over our nation, and let our nation be glad to rejoice in his name. Let our nation sing a new song, bless his name, and show forth his salvation from day to day. Let our nation make a joyful noise to the Lord, and let the people serve him with gladness. Let our leaders praise you, and let them hear the words of your mouth. Let all idolaters in our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Let our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Save our nation, O Lord, and send prosperity. Heavenly Father, I pray that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and power and glory and majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host once again, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to Food for the Poor, Inc. at 6401 Lyons Road, L-Y-O-N-S Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you, and I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, which starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to a lost and hurting world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). Notable quotes. Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical rights to exist."
Rapture, I behold Him, Jesus Christ.
Continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Ghost, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Thank you.
continue on this spiritual journey, our sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information and receive free copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. These lessons are for free, absolutely free, at no cost to you. So, I encourage you to join forces with us to honor the Great Commission to spread the gospel throughout the world. Amen? As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you once again to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight is faith to activate and operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, you can have the power of the Holy Spirit. Once again, you can have the power of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit can destroy any force the devil might use against Christians. You are a candidate for the gifts of the revelation, power, and inspiration. They will function anywhere, right where you are now. Beloved, you can be included in the great outpouring of God's Spirit. Our lesson for tonight is faith to activate and operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, once again, I thank you for giving me the opportunity and the privilege to minister to your people. Lord, I repent of every sin of omission or sin of commission, and I pray that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness as I'm about to dispense your word. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak through me, and I will not of myself. I will decrease while the Holy Spirit increase. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Where is your mind, beloved? The reason that I ask this question is because you need to be spiritually minded to truly have faith to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we are spiritually minded, we have life. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 6 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If you desire to walk in spiritual things, then it is imperative that you begin to make spiritual things your priority. Set it first in your mind. Are you desirous of spiritual gifts, beloved child of God? You should be desirous of spiritual gifts. When a person is spiritually minded, they begin to be desirous of the spiritual things. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. You should be seeking God and asking Him to give you the spiritual gifts that He knows is best for you. Begin to set your mind on the things of God and seek the things of the Spirit, which will in turn manifest a blessing to people in the natural. Now, it is important that you understand that the purpose of your desire of spiritual gifts is for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ, the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12 says, even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church and not of yourselves. You must understand that the spiritual gifts are not for your personal use or glory. These gifts are intended to build up or edify the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many miss the opportunity to function in these gifts because of this important point. Our faith to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit is increased when we are in right standing, righteous with God. Sin often hinders God from moving in our lives. So repent of all sin and live holy. Yes, you can do it. The Holy Spirit who lives within you gives you the ability to live a holy life. You must have faith to receive the gifts. Many don't operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit because they don't have faith to receive the gifts. Like with any gift, they can be rejected or received. If you don't believe that God is using the church today in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then there is no need for you to ask, for you won't receive it. If you don't believe that God is going to give you the gift that you are asking for, then there is no need for you to ask, for you won't receive it. You must believe that God will give you what you have asked for. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Beloved, please do not neglect the gift. Another reason many don't operate or have active gifts in their lives is because they neglect the gifts. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. After you have identified the gift that the Holy Spirit has given you, it is your responsibility to develop that gift. You must not ignore the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are in you, for they will grow atrophy, become weak in spiritual muscle. There are people that need the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has given you. There are many that are in need of the gifts of healing, a revelatory word from God, a miracle, and much more. It is your duty and responsibility to not neglect the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are in you, for they are not for your personal use. Rather, there are many who are in need and are waiting for you to allow the gifts to manifest through you. Beloved, stay in your gifts and calling. I am encouraging you to stay in your gifts and calling. There are many people today in the church who wants to be apostle when they are not being called as an apostle. There are many who are saying they are prophets when they do not have the authority or the gift to walk in that area. So I'm warning you, be careful and stay in your gift. It is so easy for many of us to emulate or copy what someone else is doing and having success in. But you should not do this. God has given the body of Christ diversity. God has given you gifts that are distinctive to you, and they will not operate the way another person's gifts operate. Neither is it wise to try to operate in the gifts or calling that you know you do not have. Many Christians do this because of pride. They feel if someone else is having success doing this, then they are just as anointed as them, which then caused them to step into an area and or gift that God did not call them to function in. The Holy Spirit dispenses these gifts. He dispenses these gifts to us according to his will. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 says, "But all these work it, that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing every man severally as he will." Once you have identified the call and gifts in your life, seek God's wisdom and direction regarding how to function in it. God will answer you. For his word says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, "Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Again, a lot of people fail and thus lose faith because they are trying to operate in the wrong gift. Seek out the Lord to get clarity regarding the gifts and calling on your life, and then function in them. You must be functioning in the right gifts and calls to see increase from God. Many get frustrated and quit because they don't see increase, they don't see supernatural provision and power in what they are doing. This is because they are trying to operate in the wrong gift or calling. Don't let your hearts lead you, or that everyone else is doing. Rather, ask God and submit. Tell him that you are willing to function in what he has called you to do.
Jesus is mine.
By developing your faith to operate in them. Fear will steal the gift's manifestation. This is why immediately following 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, which talks about stirring up the gifts, verse 7 speaks about the spirit in which the gifts function. It reads, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear steals the power in which the gift of the Holy Spirit manifests. It steals the atmosphere of love that they manifest in, and steals the discipline, the sound mind, that you need to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some Christians are afraid that when they ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the enemy will instead give them something else. These kinds of thoughts are fearful. Know this, beloved, that every good gift comes from God. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Strengthening your faith to operate in the gifts. Your faith to operate in spiritual gifts is strengthened like a natural muscle. You must exercise it, and over time, it is able to handle heavier weights. No spiritual exercise, no strength in the gifts. No spiritual exercise and know the strength in the gifts of the Spirit. Your time with God and doing those things that I have stated earlier regarding stirring up the gifts is what strengthens the spirit man or woman. You must crucify the flesh and come alive to the Spirit of God, who is the power behind the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The closer you are to God, the greater your confidence and faith in Him, that He will minister through you in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Being filled, getting the word, and not neglecting to ask. I can't say this enough, that you must have faith that God has given you these gifts and the authority to function in them, led by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, there is an experience that many Christians have not had. Yet, should seek, in order to move mightily in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit seems to be the entrance way into moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. After you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, it is important to stay filled with the Spirit. Often, when we minister to someone, whether sharing the gospel with them or praying for them, we get depleted through giving out spiritually, and we must spend time in prayer and in the Word of God to get refilled. It is also important to get what the Word of God says about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you have or you are seeking. Your faith to operate in these gifts comes by hearing the Word of God about these gifts. Not only the Word of God that tells you that they exist, but also reading about those biblical people who were used in those gifts and how they were used. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The faith you need to operate in these gifts comes primarily by hearing the Word of God regarding these gifts. Another thing that you should not neglect or take for granted is the need to ask God for it. You should also ask to get clarity about the gifts that you may already have in your lives. There is something that I want you to get in your spirit today, and that is, if you ask God for a gift of the Holy Spirit, then He will either give it to you, show you what it is that is hindering that gift from operating in your life, or redirect your request to help you line up your petition with His will. God does not lie. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, if you have asked Him, God does not lie. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 said so. Beloved, if you have asked Him, then He will do it. You must believe that God will do what He says, and He would do. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11 says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or, what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts to them that ask Him? Beloved, if you have asked for a gift, then expect that God will do it. Get into prayer to hear what God wants to say to you regarding that gift. Prepare yourselves to receive it. By listening and obeying the voice of the Holy Spirit. Again, these gifts operate by the direction of the Holy Spirit. They are not your gifts, rather gifts of the Holy Spirit. To see the gifts manifested in their fullness, you must have a relationship through prayer with God. It is at God's direction and in His will that these gifts operate successfully. God can tell you each step of the way how He wants you to operate in a gift. For example, with one person, He may tell you to lay your hands on them for healing. Yet with another person, He may tell you to pray for them. Or He can give you a blanket statement to pray for healing for everyone that you meet who are sick. These gifts function by the direction of the Holy Spirit, and prayer is the place where you get the instructions that you need to operate in them. When you know how God wants you to use the gifts, it increases your level of faith to operate in them. Afflictions. Often the gifts of the Holy Spirit operate and function in times of affliction. Don't be afraid of afflictions that comes from Christ's sake. You see, the gifts of the Holy Spirit is one way that the Lord lift up a standard against the enemy. When He comes in like a flood, that flood usually contains some type of affliction or persecution of God's people. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19 says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them." It is the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, who often uses His gifts of the Holy Spirit, to lift a standard that the enemy cannot reach. Miracles are that standard. Healing are that standard. Revelatory gifts are that standard. Utterance gifts are that standard. Often, the greater the affliction, the greater the demonstration of God's power through His people. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." There is a great affliction that comes with this gospel, but there is also a greater power that accompanies it also. You must minister the gifts by faith. Once again, you must minister the gifts by faith. When you are ministering to someone, you must believe that God has given you the authority to operate in the gift for it to function. Faith is a catalyst that releases the Holy Spirit's power in the gifts through you. Doubt is still the prince of thieves, who will steal the results of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are in your lives. The devil will try and challenge your faith. Once again, the devil, which is the enemy, will try and challenge your faith. You must immediately cast down every thought of doubt, unbelief, and fear regarding the operation of the gift of the Holy Spirit that you are ministering in. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to the negatives. Rather, believe only what God says. If God's word says it, then it is true. If His word says that these signs shall follow them that believe, many of these signs are results of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then these signs will follow you as believers. If God's word says it, then it is so. Beloved, only believe. and the gifts will flow through you by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we conclude this lesson tonight, dear Lord, we thank you and we bless you tonight. We pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon your people, Lord. We pray, O God, that every affliction will be healed. We pray that each and every individual will minister the gifts by faith. We pray, O God, that they will have faith to receive these gifts. And when they receive them, they will not neglect them, Lord. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In the name of Jesus, we lift you up. On tonight's lesson, or you would like to receive copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At this time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, the 4th of July, as we celebrate independence, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? The scripture says in Romans chapter 3 verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I ask you to join me in prayer. I will just give you a few minutes to think about it, and then you can join me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call on the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, God sends the Holy Spirit to live within you. He is your comforter, your helper, your counselor and advocate. As you walk faithfully with Jesus Christ day by day, the Holy Spirit fellowship and commune with you. I encourage you to continue to pray and stay focused. Focus your thoughts on the Lord. The Holy Spirit will stir you up to become more and more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 26. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye are of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are one with Christ. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God.
From the heights of the sea.
we celebrate the 4th of July, let our nation make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let the people serve Him with gladness. Let our leaders praise You, and let them hear the words of Your mouth. Let all idolaters in our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Let our nation praise the Lord for His merciful kindness and truth. Let our nation, O Lord, send prosperity. Heavenly Father, I pray that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you and your dear families as you continue on this spiritual journey with Him and as you celebrate the 4th of July. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join me every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.